Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
8:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, our guy, our baseball expert and insider, Steve Molesky. What's going on, Steve?
What's up, Rob? What's up, guys?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Listen, Steve, we asked this question earlier. Well, I asked it to you. Have the Red Sox and Blue Jays put the pressure on the O's to sign a frontline starter?
Well, I guess so, but I think without anything they did, there would still be that, right? Because we know they need more pitching. I mean, we saw what happened last year, and I think, Rob, the fact that you have two at the top of the Royal rotation with question marks. I mean, the question mark about Bradish is not about talent. It's about, you know, can he stay healthy now?
Yeah.
And the question mark about Rodgers is this really who he is now? And so I think the Orioles feel good about how those questions will be answered. But even if they're answered affirmatively, that may not be enough. I mean, the AL East, I think, Rob, if we're really honest with ourselves, was a little down when the Orioles made the playoffs back-to-back, and it's not anymore. I mean, the Blue Jays went to the top. The Rays are always going to be the Rays. And then you got two behemoths who spent a lot of money, three that spent a lot of money now, count Toronto. And that's what the Orioles are up against.
Steve, we on that note, since they're making their moves, and we've made a couple to pick up a closer, the other people that have been mentioned that the O's are in the hunt for, Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, Kyle Tucker, which are, I never thought there would be, but it's great to know that we're actually in this. Who's the best fit for here, though, out of those three?
I mean, any of the three. I mean, any of those three. I mean, you know, Alonso, there's so many first basemen on the Orioles, doesn't seem like a fit, but he instantly becomes the best one, right? So he just bumps somebody out.
Yeah.
And Tucker, you know, the outfield is getting a little crowded, but it's Kyle Tucker, so who wouldn't want him out there? And he'll push somebody out. So you'll take it. I mean, I think my guess is they really got to focus on pitching now. I mean, you'd love to get another bat, sure. Who wouldn't want that? But now they need rotation. It doesn't mean one couldn't happen before the other. You know, it doesn't always go in the exact order you'd like it to or the way you think it should. So I think it's good for the Orioles to be connected with those players, but I think I don't speak for the fans, but if I could, a lot of them would say, you know, you got to show me. I'm going to believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of the Helsley signing?
I think it was a good pickup. They clearly needed ninth inning. And so now, especially if he's the 22 through 24 version, when he was really, really good, 1.83 ERA and high strikeout rate and low whip and it's a proven guy in that spot. So at least they now can say, we know we're not going to have Felix for probably all year or most of the year at least, and we've got a proven guy who can do that job. And so whatever he had, the problems he had at the end of last year, they got to go away, right? 7 ERA, that doesn't work. and they were cleaning up on his fastball. So hopefully he was tipping pitches or something that's fixable. And clearly the Orioles took a long look at that before they signed him, or else they, if they thought that's what he is now, then I think that would have pushed him away from him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Steve Molesky joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Steve, I think we can all agree this offseason is all about who the Orioles bring in to help them get back towards the front, or at the front of the AL East. How much pressure do you think the ownership group of this team is under? We hear about Michael Elias all the time, but we heard David Rubenstein talk about not being financially challenged in so many words. How much pressure are they under?
I think they're under pressure, Rob, because he has said that. He said a couple times now, we don't have financial limitations. We're deep-pocketed. Those are his words.
Yeah.
I mean, we heard the exact opposite under the Angeloses. You know, we heard about market size and you know, competitive balance in the game and keeping costs down. And here's this guy saying, we're deep-pocketed. So the fans are screaming, okay, prove it. And I mean, maybe I'll have to eat these words, but I think the Orioles are going to prove it this winter. I think they're starting to now, and they're just beginning. I mean, two big moves before we even get to the winter meetings shows that they're active and they're backing up their words to this point. But if they don't get another pitcher or two, and they've got to get a frontline guy, it's no more 1 year, you know, Sugano type. They got to go dive in the deep end of the pool. They know it. We know it. All the industry knows it. Everybody's talking about the Orioles. So that's great. And I think, Rob, if they sign Framber, Ranger Suarez, some of the big name pitchers, this town will really get excited, because then they'll say, we got a pitcher, we got a closer, we got a hitter. Let's go play.
Steve, let me ask you this. Is Kobe Mayo on the roster at the start of the season, or do you think he ends up being a trade chip?
Or he could be a guy who goes back to AAA. I mean, wow. It's starting to get crowded, and you have to look at who can be optioned and who you can retain. So there's always that possibility. I mean, he just started to hit, right? September was a good month for him. He was looking more comfortable at first base, and then they kept Mounty, and they said, you know, we just don't want to discard good hitters, and Mounty has to prove he's that again. So there's definitely trade possibilities here, Jeremy, because first base is crowded right now.
You know, Steve, to double back on the ownership group thing, I got this from a friend of mine a couple of days ago. Top 10 richest ownership groups. Number one, Steve Cohen. Number two, Blue Jays, Rogers Communication, which is naturally. Number three, the Dodgers, Mark Walter. Number four, the Nationals, Annette Lerner. Number five, the Red Sox, John Henry. Number six, the Giants, Charles Johnson. Number seven, the Angels, Artie Moreno. Number eight, the Baltimore Orioles, David Rubenstein. And only behind them, the Guardians and the Phillies. So you're talking about being in the top third of richest ownership groups in the game. You expect some money to be spent. And I know the Cleveland Guardian fans are wondering, okay, we're in the top 10. I'm not like we're spending any money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here's what we'll never know the answer to, because none of us are privy to the boardroom when it's just the big, you know, when Mike Elias is in there with the owners, is how reticent is Mike to give out that big pitching contract? Because some people feel he is a little bit for value reasons. And we know a lot of times these big deals don't work out. But that's where the owner can come in and say, Mike, we got to do this. We look, the Blue Jays won 20 more games than us and added Dylan Cease. We got to do this. The Yankees have Gerrit Cole might be coming back. So, I mean, Mike, we got to do this.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he's the one guy in the organization above Elias. You know, and so if he says we got to do it, I don't see how you don't do it. And so hopefully he's backing up his words to Elias as he has what he said at these press conferences.
Steve Molesky. Steve, where can we find you, man?
Check out my Substack, guys. I'm keeping it humming. SteveOnBaseball.substack.com. Today I got a very interesting article on Cade Stroud, who I think is an intriguing piece for the bullpen. And the more you look at his stats last year, and yes, it was in a very small sample, they were really, really good. I mean, good against AL East. Good against left, good against right. He added a two-seamer. It was big for him. So I'm writing daily articles, and, of course, we're keeping up with the moves, Helsley and all that, too. So SteveOnBaseball.substack.com.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Have a good one, my man.
All right, fellas, thanks.
See you, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.